Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, tomorrow we're going to put our heads together, me and Gabriel, in the training room and see what we can do. But it's definitely healing. I appreciate the extra day off. You know, I love the practice, so I hate missing practice. But dealing with what I'm dealing with, it helps to get another day without any pounding on the, you know, on the bones in there. So we'll see what happens. I'd love to be able to be under center. That'll probably be a later in the week decision. I didn't come out of the game any worse for wear. So the healing process has continued, and we'll see what happens as far as the type of cast I use come Sunday.
No pounding on the bone. We hear from Aaron Rodgers right there and talks about the wrist, and obviously got his face slammed in the turf in that game Sunday, left for a little bit, but came back. Says we'll see how it feels, but he's playing on Sunday.
Oh, he's playing. I don't know that he's going to play that well, and I'm not sure he's going to make it through the game. But, I mean, this league has a lot of variables right now. I feel like this league might be as difficult to figure out as ever. They really – it's not parity. It's mediocrity. But they're winning. The billionaires are winning. They have watered down their product pretty resolutely. But I do think you can – you pretty much know what an Aaron Rodgers, like, box score is going to look like. You know, ball's coming out quick. He's going to average between 5 and 6.5 yards per attempt. He'll probably have one passing touchdown. He'll be okay in the red zone. He'll chuck and duck between the 20s. Like, 60% of the targets are going to go to tight ends and running backs. Like, there'll be two bubble screens for DK Metcalf early if nothing comes of them. Now, some of this is Rodgers and where he is in his career. Some of it is just the predictability of Arthur Smith. I don't think they're changing their spots on the road against their arch rival. Do they lean more into pony packages? Do they find a way to uncork Gainwell and Warren? I'm interested in that. But, boy, I think we really kind of know who Aaron Rodgers is and what he looks like. And he's been a deteriorating sort of object, even for his last year in Green Bay before the Achilles.
He's been trending down for years now, and it's really bad at this point where he doesn't want to get hurt. He's not even attempting to push the ball downfield, and I've been saying a lot this way, like, this has to be a huge Kyle Hamilton game. He has to have an impact, not exactly what it was in Cleveland, because that was a fantastic game, but something close to that. Steelers had the highest short pass rate in the league since Kyle Hamilton moved closer to the line of scrimmage when they got Gilman. Ravens defense ranks first in EPA allowed on short passes. This is a huge Kyle Hamilton game.
More from Aaron Rodgers talking about Kyle Hamilton and that Ravens defense.
It's really just about the personnel. When you look at the tape on who's playing and who's playing well, and I mentioned in the Chargers week how good Derwin was playing, and I'd say the same thing about Kyle. I mean, Kyle is the guy that, like I said about Derwin, he plays safety and base. He plays nickel and big nickel. He plays linebacker and dime. You know, that's a multifaceted, multi-talented Swiss Army knife who can do it all. So he's a guy you got to make sure you know where he's at all times. Roquan, I played against in the other NFC, you know, the other Northern Division. Had a ton of respect for him since our days going at it, Packers Bears. He's an elite player for a long time. Kind of gets them going. But they got a lot of, you know, good, you know, younger guys and older guys. You know, they traded for Gilman, who's been playing good. They drafted the young kid from Starks from Georgia, who I love watching play in college, and he's done a really nice job. And I think that acquisition of Gilman allows Kyle to play, you know, down out of center field a lot more, which that seemed to have been a strength for them.
He said a lot there. I'm shocked he didn't throw in that he owned the Bears.
He knows that we know.
Yes.
That he just 2 weeks ago spent all week talking about a team he knew he wasn't going to play against.
Yeah. Giving fans the middle finger in a game that he wasn't playing.
Look, a lot has slowed down with him, but he is still a football savant.
Sure.
He processes the game. Now, his body can't always do his brain.
His body
wants,
fails him.
But he's going to know where Kyle Hamilton is at all points in time. He's going to try to mitigate the damage that Kyle Hamilton can do, mugging the line of scrimmage, and he'll throw it to the other side of the field. Like, I got to think, even if Arthur Smith isn't doing it, this guy will direct people. Hey, Darnell, go in motion to the other side, and let's see if Hamilton follows you. And even if he does, I'm probably still throwing to you. I get it. He's doing that also to find out if they're in man or zone. But like, I think they're going to move people around to get certain matchups in the slot.
You're not going to confuse Aaron Rodgers. This is not Shador Sanders, where Zach Orr's throwing the kitchen sink at him and his head is spinning. Aaron Rodgers has been there, done that in this league for over two decades. You're not going to win with deception.
The difference is, if he sees somebody coming, he's going to turn his body sideways and throw the ball away so he doesn't get hit. Like, that's where he is now.
Yeah, and look, this would be obviously a great week for Kyle Hamilton to tip a ball at the line of scrimmage or you know, be able to impact the ball in flight. But this guy is throwing passes that are really difficult to pick off because they're coming out very quickly. A lot of them, he's not skying it. A lot of times, if he errs, he errs low. It's either his guy catches it or the ground catches it. He wants to protect. Like, there's certain things he's out to protect. His neck, one. And then, like, his stats, too. Like, he don't want to be giving away any more career interceptions. You don't really care about yards per attempt anymore. Completion percentage, I think he does kind of still get off on that.
Passer rating?
A little bit. I think that's his career passer rating's high enough that there's low volume enough here that's not really going to make a dent. But I guarantee you he knows exactly how many interceptions he's thrown in his career. And like our buddy Palm, Cakes, he could probably tell you everything about everyone he's ever thrown. And he does not want to add to that list.
Coming up next, can the Steelers get themselves righted on defense? They got bullied by the Bills last week. We'll talk to Jerry Dulock, covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.